What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of 2 regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and happy July 1st. You realize on the 1st of every month, there is an old English tradition where you would say the word rabbit 3 times. Rabbit, rabbit, rabbit. Look it up online. It's kind of fun. Also, the 1st, the 10th, or the 19th of any month is the perfect time to start the 9-day energy reset. This is a ritual that I put together in a little book, and it's available on Amazon, 9-day energy reset, or 9dayer.com. You can order it through that. But it's a guide that allows you to start drawing to you what you want. It's a way for you to become more magnetic and then have a reason to be dynamic. So it's a really purposeful 9-day focus on you and what you want. So 9dayer.com. I'm going to go right to the callers. I have somebody here from the 843 area code. Hello, 843. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Benita. How are you?
Hi, Benita. What's your question?
My question is, do you see me getting an apartment to live in fairly quickly or fairly soon, or where will I get an apartment?
Okay, hold on. I'm going to be quiet for a sec while I concentrate on you. All right. What's really interesting is I'm seeing that a man who is very disciplined, he could be a pilot, he could be a teacher, he could be an engineer, he could be an attorney. This is a man that's incredibly focused and but incredibly ethical. So it's almost as if you reach out and it's a different way of finding a place to live than you normally would find a place, is that you might end up reaching out to some relatively successful real estate agents and asking them if they know of someone that has an apartment or a casita to rent. And I'm specifically thinking that you might end up being the person that rents a casita at a bigger home, and then part of your reduction in rent would be the fact that you'd keep an eye on the house when the person wasn't there. So it is saying, yes, you do find a new place to live. It feels like the choice is bearing down on you pretty quickly. When do you have to move?
by the 10th.
Okay, it's saying that July 3rd, which would be Monday, is a very fortunate day for you. So it's almost as if you might want to reach out to some of the more successful real estate agents. This is definitely a man here that helps you. And you could even say, you know, I'm looking for an apartment to rent or maybe someone's casita. This is my budget. Can you help me? Now, the interesting thing about that is that someone that would want you to rent a casita and with the willingness for you to just keep an eye on their place when they're not there, it would be totally worth it for them to give you a little bit more of a discount on the place. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
You're feeling really stressed out right now, but it's saying that July 3rd is a very fortunate day for you for the answer of this question.
Okay, that's good.
So, but anyway, but yeah, that I would reach out to, I would look online and just see, you know, best real estate agent in, you know, in your city. And you end up calling him and say, do you work with people about rentals?
Okay.
Because this could be a guy that owns an entire apartment complex. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but it's saying that the 3rd is very fortunate for you. So, all right, Benita, thanks for the call. Have a great rest of the weekend.
Thank you. You too, Mona.
Okay, bye now. Got somebody here from, I'm going to go to area code 510. Hello, 510. Who's this?
Hello. Mika, California. Can you see?
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, hello. Hello.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I can't hear you very well.
Yeah, I'm trying to find my phone. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Get yourself off speaker.
Okay.
Yeah, you need to be off speaker because I can barely hear you.
Okay, I got it. Yeah.
Oh, much better.
When do you see me getting a job? I'm really stressed out about that.
Okay, what's your first name?
Tamika.
Tamika?
Yes.
Okay, let's see. I'm drawing the cards for you right now.
Okay.
Okay, it's saying that somebody you already know will help you get a job. So I wonder if there's someone you used to work with that actually could pave the way for you to get a job.
Oh, so you're saying, because I did try to get, I applied several places and I applied for the job that I let go because I was stressed out, but that wasn't the best decision for me. So I reapplied and I'm trying to see if they're going to call me back or if someone new is going to give me a job.
No, well, I don't think that job calls you back because they're under the impression that you would just up and leave if you're having a bad day. So they're not going to call you back according to this. But what I am seeing is someone you used to work with that has now gone somewhere else who likes you is going to help you get a job.
Oh, and when do you see me crossing this person's path?
Well, it actually looks like they're not going to accidentally cross your path. You're going to reach out to them. So you might find out that, say, Sally Sue went to go work for a company down the street, and then you reach out to Sally Sue and you say, hey, you know, I used to work with you at XYZ Company. Do you think that you might be able to help me find a job there?
Oh, okay.
But what it says is you have to do the reach out. So another fast way, and I recommend this to people all the time, another, quote, fast way, unquote, to find a job is to go to a temporary staffing agency and say, I'm ready to work today.
Okay.
And then when people get to know you and they like you, then you go from being a temporary staffer to being a full-time staffer. Now, the thing about that is that you actually have to show up. You can't blow it off. So, it's saying that you actually get into a really good situation by the 18th of the month.
Okay.
So that's only a couple weeks. But it means that what it's saying is that you start thinking about the people that you used to like to work with, okay? And you find out where they went. And the fastest way to find out where they went is to jump on LinkedIn, look up their name, and see where they are.
Okay. All right. I'll do that.
But this is saying by the 18th that you have a new opportunity that feels much better for you. So I'm sending you all the good mojo, okay?
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
All right. All right. Have a great week. Rest of the weekend. All right. Bye now.
Okay. You too.
I've got somebody here from the, I'm going to go to area code 347. Hello, 347. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Tamika. How are
you?
Oh,
my God. Two Tamikas in a row. How often does that happen?
Tamika with an N, like Nancy. Yeah.
All right. Well, what's your question for me today?
I wanted to ask you, do you see change coming for me as far as my love life? I was dating someone in May. His name is Jose. I don't know if it's completely over or not, but haven't spoken to him. So I keep thinking about him. I don't know why. I just wanted to know what you see for me.
Yeah, Jose is not in a place to be in a serious relationship. He's coming up reversed in your reading. So there's something that came across my radar that I actually really love. And it's this sort of statement. It's when a guy's into you, you'll know. When a guy's not into you, you'll be confused. So I think Jose is confusing you. I don't think that he's into anybody. So this is not about you being jealous of him having his attentions drawn elsewhere. I literally think that Jose is just not ready for someone as amazing as you, Tamika.
Thank you.
Seriously. You see, here you keep throwing all this really amazing mojo at him, and it is like casting pearls before swine. You're throwing your best stuff out there, and the pig is just burying it in the mud. I'm just saying. Okay? So, so all I want you to do is I want you to look at this as though this relationship was karmic. This relationship was to show you what you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong with you being shown what you don't want.
Yeah.
Because you deserve better. I'm just saying.
I know,
saying.
I'm trying.
Okay. All right. Well, I have to ask you a bonus question because we haven't talked in a bit, and you were struggling with job search. What's happened with that?
I work right now from home for a remote job. It's annoying, though, because you're always at home. I haven't really mingled out with the community and gotten to know that many new people yet. And also, like, you deal with angry people all day on the phone till like, 10 at night.
It's
hard. Yeah.
It's pretty
nerve-wracking. But
okay, because this,
glad
this
to have
is
a job.
Saying... Okay, this is saying there's the reason why I brought up career, because I don't usually do more than one question when I do my program.
Yeah.
But what it's saying here is that there's something about the 10th of the month or October. So either July 10th, August 10th, September 10th, or October, the number 10, it's the only number coming up in your reading. It looks as though there's something connected with that number that puts you in a better job. So what I would do is use the fact that you're employed right now to springboard into something else. But I would keep looking. I wouldn't settle on this job because you, my Tamika deserves to be in something much more loving and supportive.
Yeah, you know me. Yep. Yeah.
All right, girl. Thanks for the call.
All right.
Have a great rest of the weekend.
Thank you.
All right,
too.
Bye.
Happy
now.
Fourth. Mm-hmm.
Same here. Okay, bye. All right, I got somebody here from the 602 area code. Hello, 602. Who's this?
Hi, this is Evelyn.
Oh, hi, Evelyn. What's your question today?
I'm looking to make a move from the west side of town to the east side of town. Do you see that all happening pretty quickly? I would have to sell my home.
You know, if... So when I look at cards and someone's asking me a pretty direct yes or no question, and if the majority of the cards are reversed, especially since you have one specific card that's the most powerful card in the whole deck reversed, I would say not right now or no. That your timing,
okay.
You might want if I was using the magic eight ball with you right now, all right, and I were taking that magic eight ball and I were to ask the question, should Evelyn move to the other side of town? And I turn the magic eight ball over, it would say, ask again later. Or
okay.
Or forecast cloudy or not at this time. It's not good timing. And the funny thing is I think that you feel like you're going to miss a window on making a decent profit on your house if you don't sell right now. And what I'm getting is you might be getting pressure from somebody else to do this. And I'm telling you, it's not good timing right now. But I would, I'll watch for your number in about a month, and you can ask me that question again.
Okay.
Okay, but it's saying that while there would be a profit here, I think you would regret moving right now.
Okay.
All right, girl. Thanks for the call. See you later.
All right, then. Thank you. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye now. All right, I've got somebody here from the, I'm going to go to area code 610. Hello, 610. Who's this?
Hey, Mona. I think this is me. My name is Annie.
Hi, Annie.
I just moved to a new city for school, and I'm wondering if I'm going to find love here.
So as soon as you said you moved to a new city, my immediate response reaction was, oh, my God, you get to be the person that you've always wanted to be. That was my exact immediate response to what you just said. So what it's saying here is that, yes, love is going to find you, but it's going to be love finding you, not you going after love. All right?
Okay.
Now, it's incredibly important that you do not chase.
Got it.
Okay? Yeah, it's all I want you to do is be the gal that looks as though she would be a perfect match for anyone that can see her value. That's how I would, that would be the vibe that I would adopt if I were you, because you have this card here is talking about, so when you ask me a yes or no question, are you going to find love, right? And the majority of the cards are upright, the answer is yes. But it says love finds you. You don't have to have the burden of seeking it. Now, what's really interesting is that I really super hope that your career is going to be connected with money in some way. So I don't know if that's investments. I don't know if that's banking. I don't know if you're going to be a CPA. But tell me what you're studying in school.
Journalism.
Okay. So I actually wonder if it might be a major in journalism and a minor in some sort of finance.
It's kind of like journalism, but the business side of it.
Well, journalism, but the money side of it. That you would be the person that could report on the latest stock or the latest trend. That you, not only are you beautiful, so we don't have to worry about that, and do I see you on camera? Yes. But what I'm getting is that you would be the person that would become the expert at. So something to do with math, and I'm sorry, I'm going to take a minute longer with you because this is so overwhelming for me. Something to do with math, statistics, money, maybe baseball player stats or football player stats, where you become a rather unusual or provocative face to an industry that it wouldn't normally have a beautiful woman talking about it so much.
Okay.
But I love you in journalism. But I love you in journalism talking about numbers in some way.
Okay.
So yeah, you're going to kick butt and take names. And so when I say love finds you, it could be a baseball player.
That would be something.
I know, because they're slender, usually, and cute. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Good hand-eye coordination.
Yeah.
That's another bonus. All right, girl. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye now. All right. Got somebody here from the, hold on, going to area code 216. Hello, 216. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. How are you? Happy 4th of July.
Who's this?
This is Sharon.
Oh, hi, Sharon. What's your question?
Hello. It's that time again, the first week of August. We prepare for it in July. I have my annual semi-annual review for my career. Do you see that going well? The woman that adds to it isn't always kind to me. She's the only person in that company who isn't always really nice.
So the woman that's coming up smack in the middle of your reading is somebody that it's always about her reputation and how mm-hmm. she looks. Okay.
Okay.
So the thing is that you have done a marvelous job making her look good.
You got that right. I'm serious, Mona. I do my job.
Well, okay.
It's just not
but
nice
you're
all
not
the time.
Problem. So here's what I would do. So August 1st is your review, right?
The first week. I'm sorry. I don't know if it's exactly.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
Going to be right.
So what I would do is I would reread. This weekend, your homework assignment is to reread the book, The Four Agreements.
Okay.
Have you ever read it?
The Four Agreements? No. I'll say rabbit, August 1st. I never heard of that. I never heard that.
Okay. So hold on. So the Four Agreements are always do your best, which you do, right? Be impeccable with your word, which means that you don't talk bad about yourself or anybody else, right? You keep your promises,
yep.
which you do, okay? Number three and number four are the whole reason why I want you to get the book. Number three is make no assumptions. Don't assume that this woman is going to throw you under the bus.
I know that. Okay, that's a good one.
Okay, and number four, take nothing personally. So the reason I'm having you read this book, it'll take you 1 hour this weekend. Get a bowl of popcorn, you know, get your favorite soda
uh-huh.
or bubbly water, and read this book. Download it. It's like, I don't know, $3 to download on Amazon, The Four Agreements. But the reason you want to read this book is because for the next month, you're going to follow all of those four agreements for the next
month.
Oh,
I'm going to get it. Okay.
Okay. It is a fantastic book. It is, they did the fifth one probably because they wanted to make more money, but really the Four Agreements is the, sort of their staple, and it's been out for a couple
okay.
of decades.
Okay.
But what I love about the book is that any criticism that usually comes your way has nothing to do with you and everything to do with how the other person is perceiving.
And herself. Okay.
Well, no, think about it. You. Everyone operates through the filter of how they look at things. So if you can understand that, this gal doesn't hate you. She's not going to throw you under the bus. She recognizes your hard work, although she never really compliments you on it. You're the person she can count on. Okay. So it probably irritates the crap out of her that other people tell her that you're amazing.
I get along with everyone. I should say everyone.
Okay.
Everyone.
So
I know.
Stop assuming.
Thank you.
Just stop assuming. All right. Read the book, and then text me later or email me later and tell me what you think.
Four agreements. Okay. I'm going to look
Four
it up
agreements.
Right now at my library.
All right, girl.
Yep.
Thanks for the call.
Thank
See you later.
You.
Okay. Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 646 area code. Hello, 646. Who's this?
Hey, this is Stacy. How are you?
Oh, hi, Stacy. What's your question?
Hey, just wanted to see, do you see a move coming up for me, I would say, within the next 2 to 3 weeks? It's just a temporary move, though.
Okay, as long as it's temporary, the answer is yes, but I don't see a decent moving place for you to actually feel like it's home for 4 months.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but whatever the temporary thing is, it's like stiff upper lip, girl. You're going to have to put up with something you don't like for a while. But what it's saying is in about 4 months, there's something better, but you have to have a roof over your head and a place to live in the meantime. So this is temporary. As long as it's temporary, it's going to be okay. It just you have to keep it in your mind and in your head that that's indeed what it is, temporary.
Okay, yes, that's what I have in mind, yes.
Okay, all right, girl.
Okay, that's
call.
What I have it in my head. Okay, thank you.
All right, okay. See you later. Bye. All right. So, you guys, today is the 1st, and it is the perfect time to start the 9-day energy reset. So if there's anything that you want to draw to you, you can download this book for the cost of a cup of coffee. It's just a little ritual. If you actually order the book, you might want to wait and start it on the 10th. The book itself is an actual write-in-the-book workbook, which works really well for you to kind of get rid of some of the stuff in your head that might be holding you back. But you can download it and do the exercises on other pieces of paper. That works fine, too. In the meantime, I'll be back live next week. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I look forward to talking with you again.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of 2 regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.